Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm so excited about how this is, what a record month this is shaping up to be. You've already blown out every previous month in history, folks. Thank you. Thank you for using the site. And the reason I say thank you, folks, is because that means that I know you're trying to get better. You're trying to learn more about operating and growing and running your small business, or starting one maybe, and you're using our resources. There's so many things there for you. It's all free thanks to our corporate partners, and I just hope you use it and tell your friends about it too. Don't forget to do that. It's really easy. smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and our blog is all there too for you. Beverly Williams is our guest. She's all over our website. Beverly is the home-based business advocate of the year for 2002, chosen by the SBA. She and Don Cooper are the authors of The 30-Second Commute. Nobody on the planet, probably in the galaxy, knows more about home-based businesses than Beverly Williams. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. And, Beverly, some of the things that, and I know you've been seeing some of this too, it's really bothering me what some of the things I see, I hear on radio, I see on television, I see in print about some of the schemes that people are putting out there for home-based businesses. And I know you're seeing these, aren't you?
Well, I am. There's just a constant wave of things, and I get emails regularly from people asking me whether these are legitimate or not. And although I don't want to brand everything with the same negative brand, My reply generally is, don't bother. Don't look at these things. If you have the initiative and the gumption to start your own business, then go out and get the information you want. What they're selling you is stuff that you can get for free.
Are you seeing things are you seeing business in a box, or are they are they trying to sell them products to sell, or what are they doing?
Right, they're saying that you too can make $10,000 in your first month with your own home based business.
There's one on television like that.
Oh yes.
I made $10,000 in my first month from my home, and they're sitting there in this house that looks like it's it looks like it's a $1 million house in Palm Springs or Palm Beach, Florida, or something like that, and they're sitting there drinking a martini in the lap of luxury, all because they signed up for this business in a box.
Right. Yes. However, the reality is that what you're getting is a book that says, well, here's how we did it, and you can do it too. It does not give you a customer list. It does not give you a how-to specifically. It tells you where the resources are to go and get your own information, which is exactly what you can do on your own anyway without having to pay them the money to do it in the first place.
You know, Beverly, I've got a little bit of a wrinkle on this thing that maybe you might disagree with me about. If you find one of these things, folks, it's $49.99, go ahead and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and get it. Because you know why, Beverly? That might be
because
the best.
I'll never be satisfied.
It might be the best $50 they ever spent. Because what they'll do is they'll see that things that are offered like that are not the way most home-based business owners, 99.9% of home-based business owners, are going to be successful. And if it costs them $50 to learn that lesson, maybe it's a good investment.
Well, Jim, $50
is not going to put.
If they learn that lesson.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, though, that you know how it makes you feel when you put money out for something that turned out to be junk.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like a big dummy, and so I don't think $50 is going to set anybody back that far. But my point is, the reason I say that is because if they don't do that, if they don't buy the one that didn't cost so much, if they don't do that, they might be susceptible to spending $1,000 on something.
Right. Exactly.
Or $500. And believe it or not, folks, those of you who aren't home-based, who are maybe a little farther along, for a lot of people who want to start a home-based business, $500 is more capital than most of them have.
Yes, exactly. I know an awful lot of people who start with a lot less money than that.
A whole lot less,
I'd rather see people spend $20 on a book, whether it's mine and Don's book called The 30-Second Commute, or Paul and Sarah Edwards'
That's
book,
a good one.
Or any number of other people,
right.
For $20 or less, you can buy a book like this that tells you the reality, the real myths and realities of starting and operating a business from your home.
You know what's cheaper than that, Beverly? Go to the library.
Absolutely.
Spend some time at the library. If you don't have an online hookup, if you don't have a computer, some people don't, you're going to need one real quick. But, you know, go to the library and surf around, do some homework.
Well, not only that, most libraries now have computers that you can go online free with their computers at the library. There are just so many free resources out there for you. Now, the other side of this, and this is something that I'd like all of your audience to look at and to listen really carefully. If you've got a pencil, write this down. I recently was doing some research for a client who was looking for some funding. And I was doing some internet research. I came across a site that said, here's some money available. And it had a list of don't bother to apply. One of those things said, if you're a home-based business, don't bother.
Mm-hmm.
And it got my dander up so fast and so high. And I have...
Why did it get your dander up?
Because they're discriminating.
Well, they have a right. Now, Beverly, they have a right to set their priorities, their parameters.
Well,
it's their money.
I will give them the benefit of the doubt until they prove to me that it's not being discriminatory.
Yeah.
They said, if you're this kind of a business, don't apply. If you're this kind of a business, don't apply. Mm-hmm. If you're a home-based business, don't apply.
Yeah.
So they took the entire category of home-based business owners and said, we're not going to give any money to you.
Yeah. Well, are they giving money or are they loaning money? Are you talking about grants?
No, they were loaning money. I'm sorry.
Loaning money. They're loaning money. Yeah.
They're loaning money.
Well, they get to decide, Beverly. I know what a home-based business snob you are, but you know, they get to decide who they want to loan money to, what the profile is, and we're going to sort this all out, folks. I'm going to do my best to straighten Beverly out right after these messages. In 8.5 years, it hasn't been done yet, though, folks. I'll give you that. 20 after. Stay with us.
Be afraid just as long as you stand by.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Williams, the co-author of The 30-Second Commute, The Ultimate Guide to Starting and Operating a Home-Based Business. And Beverly, tell us where the book's available, please.
Well, you can certainly get it through my website at www.beverlywilliams.com, Amazon.com, and any of the major bookstores are carried.
All right. Check it out when you get a chance, folks. It's a good one. And it's a good investment. And, you know, folks, if you just can't afford $16 or whatever it costs, buy a used one. Borrow one.
Mm-hmm.
stand in the bookstore and read some of it, and it gets smarter. I know Beverly doesn't care. She wants to make sure
get
smarter. Beverly, we're coming back to this thing about capitalizing a home-based business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Beverly, 50% of businesses, the SBA now estimates, 50% of businesses fail, not in the first 5 years, but in the first 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
In
yep.
4 years. Now those, and for home-based businesses, that number is much, much higher. And you know that. It's tough.
Actually, I don't think that's true. And
yeah.
The numbers that I've seen before have been that home-based businesses succeed at a better rate than businesses that are started outside the home. It's a hard one to prove.
Yeah. That's your story and you're sticking to it, right?
That's right.
And well, but the thing about it, though, Beverly, if you people who have we're talking about loaning money to getting capitalizing a home based business, Beverly, the people who loan money to businesses have to have some kind of confidence in the company.
Mm-hmm.
And there's you can't blame the people who have money to loan. For one thing, they don't understand home-based businesses. They're not going to take the time to learn. And I don't want to get into all of their problems. The point that I want to make sure you and I talk about is what a challenge it is for home-based businesses to get capitalized.
It's not only that. It's a matter of, I understand that the financial end of it, it makes more sense. You have to do the same amount of paperwork for a large loan as you do for a small loan.
Yep.
That's the reason, then I agree with that. I understand that. But if it is a matter of, we don't trust any or all home-based businesses and we're never even going to let them walk through the door and give them a chance,
right,
that's discrimination.
Well, and I hear what you're saying. The only thing about it is, you know, most home-based businesses at least start out, if not wind up staying, with all the money, the business money and the family money commingled. You know that's a common practice.
Except we're educating more and more.
Right. Let me put it this way.
If a home-based perception that home-based businesses are, you know, the one-person operation of somebody who's not very professional.
No, now Beverly, don't forget, I used to be home-based, so you know better than that.
I understand, but what I'm hearing you say is that they're less professional, and that.
No, I said a lot of home-based businesses still haven't learned how to separate their money from their business and their person. And that's the reason why that person, that company, said no home-based businesses. But if you have a home-based business and you disregard, what I would tell home-based businesses to do, Beverly, is disregard that warning and prove to that person, march in there and prove to that person that you're justified for that loan by showing them that you've got separate books, by showing them.
I think you're assuming why they said no home-based business.
I know why. I'm not assuming, Beverly. I know why they said that.
Well, we're going to find out, because I have emailed and I am asking them to have a conversation with me about it so that I can understand, which is why I'm not naming this.
No, I don't want you to, but I will tell you this. I can tell you exactly why they said that. The reason I know that is because I work with these organizations. I don't know who you're talking about, but I know exactly why they're doing it, and it's part of it is what I've already said. The only reason, folks, in case you're the main thing that you need to get from this, and it's not that Beverly and I are arguing about this, the main thing you need to get from this is the challenge that home-based businesses have. And if you want to get funded, if you want to get a loan for a home-based business, for a business, you're going to have to prove to anybody who has enough money to loan you money that you've got your professional cornflakes together.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Bev?
But they have to let you in the door. You have to be able to submit your business plan and show them like anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I feel was not happening here. So what I would like is for people to email me. They can do it through my site. They can do it through your site. They can do it however they want. But if they run across situations like this, I'd like to know about them so I can investigate them. And if need be, educate the companies on these kind of discriminatory statements and help them understand that we are a viable part of the business community that should not be a closed-door policy against.
Right.
And if they have legitimate reasons why, perhaps we can help them to market that better and help people understand why they will not either loan, or it may not be lenders, it may be other things.
Right.
But if they come across things that sound discriminatory to home-based businesses, I'd like to know about it so that I can investigate.
Tell Beverly and she'll make them, she'll ask them what for. Give us your website again, Beverly.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
Thanks, Bev. See you next time.
Thank you.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Round two, best two falls out of three with Beverly, will be in a couple of weeks. Quick break, right back with Rick Pinion. The show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.